Fala, deixa eu saber. Olha assim.
Thinking like I'm staying behind, I'm close, no, I need. Italian.
Yeah!
in a little bit, hiding their power levels.
That's okay. You know, they need to relax because there's big hype to come later, you guys. So don't.
We're announcing the announcement.
We also, are.
To give you an idea of how many people you might not be able to see, if we can get the folks in the middle. One, two, three.
Maybe sometimes, just like now, maybe sometimes they can move the camera around so that we don't forget about you.
Yeah, exactly. We never forget about you. Don't worry.
So according to the host, because maybe from our side it's a bit hard to tell, who was louder?
I think it was the side that we did first.
I see. They're not.
Well, you got like a whole hour to catch up on their side, okay?
True.
You can catch up. In loudness.
Exactly. I feel a little jet lagged, Kiara. Where are we?
We are in Texas. I totally did my research. Oh wait, before we do that, we should introduce ourselves. Kelly, who are you?
I'm the sheriff. Hello, everybody. Howdy doody. I'm the sheriff of Whole Live English Mail. Sheriff Morrison. Welcome to my pastures. And I'm Maury Colletti from Whole Live English. I'm the Shinigami Grim Reaper, hardworking Grim Reaper of Whole Live English Myth Desu Desu. And today I'm taking a little break from Shinigami activities and streamer activities to be the sheriff in my homeland. About maybe 45 minutes from where we all are sitting right now. So Texas is special. Yeah! You guys are in very, very special grounds, blessed grounds.
Is your mommy here?
No, my mommy is not here. My parents, they flew the coop, so to speak.
Sorry, Mama.
So Texas is barren land from the Shinigami family, but that's okay because the spirit lives on.
Can you guys feel Kelly's spirit? That's your imagination.
Who are you?
I am Tanasi Kiana from the same generation. We're from the same generation. We're like sisters, yeah. I'm also from Whole Live English Myth. And I'm a phoenix, but also, more than that, I more identify as the Tencho, the owner, the CEO of KFB! 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 Thank you! That's right. I already have my meet and greets right before the panel. You have them afterwards, but I want to say thank you so much, everybody, for coming to the meet and greets and the panel! It's nice! Kelly, it's my first time in Texas, but like, I wish I could be there in person and check out everything in person.
What do you mean? We are here in person.
More or less. But it's still kind of virtual, and I kind of regret that I can't check out the beauty that is Texas. So I've prepared a little virtual tour for us.
Really? All right, let's saddle up.
I gotta make my subscription to iStock come to use after all. Wait, did you just take out your rifle?
What? No. I have no intention of using this or anything. It's just for safety as we prowl the pastures.
Okay. Safety is necessary. Okay. Then, I think there's a host who will help me with identifying the things I'll be showing, right?
Yes, indeed. We're going to be actually taking a tour of Fort Worth.
Of Fort Worth presented by iStock. So, I don't know how.
Imagine she puts up a picture that isn't Fort Worth.
I don't know.
All right. So you say, we'll see.
Okay. Well, Kelly, have you been to Fort Worth?
No.
in my life. It was for a theater competition.
Oh, I'm the theater kid!
Yeah, theater kid, long time ago. So I'm excited to see you, the sights we can see.
Yeah, maybe it looks familiar to you, maybe not.
Yeah. Oh, let's check it out.
The first picture, and I'll you look a little bit.
Whoa.
A little bit smaller, but we
should
go.
Whoa, we're tiny.
Can you guys see us though?
Should we be ants? This is an image for ants now.
This is fun with, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Overview of Fort Worth, like a little bit outside, or what is this? Explain.
This is giving you a really nice sky shot. Did you see the river? You can see some of the buildings. So Fort Worth, when people talk about Dallas, they're actually usually talking about the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's these two very large cities that are relatively close to each other. So people don't necessarily think of Fort Worth or know about Fort Worth, but it's still this gorgeous, gorgeous city right by Dallas that you can see right here that you have a lot of green around all of these buildings. There's a really nice nightlife here. You have a whole bunch of different restaurants and areas, and obviously the wonderful Fort Worth Convention Center.
That's where we are. I was so surprised by this picture that the green stuff, the broccolis, are so well kept.
Yeah, the broccolis.
The grass is like, look how smooth the grass is.
It looks like a pan.
Yeah, so it doesn't always look like this?
No.
Was this a PR image for Fort Worth?
I painted this for y'all. Hold on a second. False advertising! I'll get arrested by the sheriff.
Like, even if it's only just like half this beautiful, it's still surely beautiful.
It is a beautiful At one view. Moment in time, it was indeed this beautiful.
Yes! At one point. That bridge, does the bridge have a name?
I actually don't know that off the top of my head. Does anybody know?
Somebody know.
The 7th Street Bridge is what I'm told.
Oh, okay.
7th Street Bridge, bro. It looks cool. And where's the next McDonald's?
Are you trying to sniff out the competition?
We need to get some KFP franchises built over here.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Please. KFP more.
Don't tell KFP where the McDonald's is. They're gonna sabotage it.
Oh. Okay.
No, it's true.
Ta-da!
Whoa! What is that?
Texas Longhorn.
A longhorn.
Longhorns. Just kidding. I don't know sports. Please don't be mad at me.
Do you know this longhorn specifically?
I mean, we aren't acquainted specifically, but I do know the animal.
Yeah, there's a mascot for
in the University of Texas.
That's right, University of Texas.
Let's go. Any University of Texas fans here?
Yes, education. Let's go. We love education. And what is this animal? If I stand in front of it, will it attack me?
Oh, most likely, yes.
Let's get that out of the screen. Let's get that
out. No, it's friendly. It can be
really?
50-50 chance you meet me, so.
Do they use these longhorns for a rodeo?
Yes.
Oh.
Actually, we have some pictures I know coming up that have to do with the rodeos and where you can actually see some longhorns in person.
Whoa. Okay. The next picture then, ta-da!
This is the one that's closest to where we are right now. So this
it's
is
so
the
cool.
Fort Worth Water Gardens, and this picture frankly doesn't do it justice. Because you can't see a lot of it right now, it's at night. The water gardens are just these immaculate, enormous water fountains. It's a whole bunch of them. And it is actually right outside of the convention center that on, I think it's the right side of the screen, I think that is a little sliver of the convention center. That
uh-huh.
You literally walk out the door and you see that there's a whole bunch of cosplayers throughout the weekend that get some amazing photo shoots done there.
Oh yeah, it must be a great location for photos.
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looks like a place that you might see like a meetup happening or something like that.
Oh yeah, there's meetups going on throughout the weekend there.
So are you allowed to take these steps down to the middle?
Yes.
Yeah?
Ooh. Wait, can people just take a dip? Can you just jump in?
Oh, they take
stupid. Oh, with that attitude. Don't do that, don't do that. Please do not.
There are no reasons for us to do that.
Please don't. Emma, this is quite a beautiful piece of art. It's amazing.
Pretty.
Wow.
They don't like that.
I wonder how many gallons of water this goes through here every day.
Not enough. Not enough.
Where is that knowledge, huh?
I don't know. Good question. Water's good for you, though.
Yes, hydrate, everybody, especially at conventions. Don't forget to hydrate yourself.
Yeah. Me too. I have 5 bottles on my desk, and I'm not even there. Make sure that you stay hydrated, everybody.
5 bottles of water, right? Not energy.
Water.
Water.
Jesus.
Just a disclaimer for Callie. It's like what, 6 a.m. or what?
It is 5 a.m. in glorious Nippon. But I do it for you guys, because you guys are.
Yes. 5 a.m. Gambaru Kelly!
Gambaru!
Yeah! Sweet. Alright, then let's move on to the next.
Where are we going to next?
I don't know.
What with this?
The secret boarding house.
Wow! I see a sheriff there!
Sheriff?
Me. Right here.
I am.
Me.
Sorry, I didn't see him on here. There's a sheriff here.
No, I'm in front of it. Look, right here. I'm in front of it.
See, you
check it out. Ready to lay down the law.
Callie. I think you're
No! I'm ready to lay down the law. Better not see any of you guys here.
Wait, if this is the courthouse, can I get married in here?
Yes.
Oh!
This type of classical architecture really sticks out, and they've preserved it very nicely.
Indeed, yeah, I like those arches.
Justice is served here.
Justice! Okay, let's go. Okay. With justice, we shall move on. Ta-da!
Stockyards.
Wow.
These are famous.
What happens here?
So this is where some rodeos that obviously you can see that all the buildings around here have been preserved. That when you think of, for lack of a better term, stereotypical Texas, this is the place that you go. That they have
looks like the Wild West.
Yes, and they have rodeos. That they have cattle herding, and it is just this is where if you want to see some longhorns in person, this is where you go.
Really? Are they chilling, hanging out?
Yeah, but I know there are actually some of the staff from the convention are going there today to see them.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah. And what is that horse doing up there?
Watching the humans.
Does it need help, assistance to get down?
Just let him cook, let him stay.
Can we call the ambulance or so?
It's probably fine.
Okay.
This is about as stereotypical Texas as you can get, like close to a city. I feel I remember, man, every time that I went somewhere outside of Texas, I always got the question, do you guys ride horses to school?
No!
What was that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have assumed that you ride a horse to school. No.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, because you're, I don't know, you get it, right? But not everybody gets it. You know, hey, you actually look like you belong here as well, Kiara.
Thank you. That ring. Straw hat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. You like my hat? Everybody likes my hat, right? Yeah, it's perfect for Texas. I love this. Is my Texas outfit, my Texas style.
You fit right in.
Yeah. Okay, is there like restaurants and stuff here too?
Oh, yes.
Barbecue? I heard of barbecue in Texas, very famous.
Yeah.
What's the most important barbecue ingredient?
Brisket?
Barbecue sauce?
I mean, brisket is typically what everybody kind of goes for.
I'm surprised it's not steak.
pretty much like anywhere in Texas, but barbecue's on a different level. Or not just in Texas, anywhere. I mean, yeah, you get corn as like a side, like you can pick your side, like mac and cheese, and sometimes there's potato salad for healthy folks. Call it greens. Just kidding, I get the color greens, they go. Mac and cheese, yeah, corn.
It's like a cookout. I never had brisket, period.
I'm gonna go for brisket tomorrow.
Yes. Good luck.
Thank you.
You should just book a flight to Texas.
Okay, I've got to meet you guys tomorrow.
That's all. Whoa. Is that a skyline? Skyline's really nice.
Does the whole snow, where does this?
Sorry, this what?
It's not Dallas.
Do you know where this is?
I don't know exactly where this is. Obviously, this is right outside the city, like you saw earlier, that sort of the greenery area. If someone can confirm, are those bluebells or not?
No.
Oh,
nice flowers, though.
It's a nice view. Oh,
bluebells are pretty iconic flowers in Texas. And aren't they like the same
flowers
or something? I forget. I'm kind of rusty on my Texas history.
I'm told they're bonnets.
Thought that was a hat.
I see that.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, this view is really beautiful, but I guess it's not like in the city center, outside.
Looks romantic, like you hold hands with somebody there.
Like the person I just got married to in the courthouse.
That's like
have
that's
a nice
thing that friends can do, yeah.
Oh, I wonder what wait, I want to make it bigger.
Yeah.
This thing in the middle. What is that? A stage?
Oh. Like maybe a country center.
Oh, what did you say?
I can't quite tell from this angle. Does anybody know where this one is? Fort Worth!
Some country music?
Yeah, let's make a concert there on that stage.
We can do it. Cool.
Country music, go to Sundance Square for that.
Sundance Square!
What's this place?
So this is one of the main streets, and actually the building in the middle there is the courthouse again. And it's just from a different angle, but this is just a couple blocks away from where we are. I know a couple folks that have been in the Starbucks in that picture today. So it's a really active street, and I'm guessing that some attendees here probably walked along this road just earlier today.
Did you guys? Did you? It's so pretty. All the bricks are so nice, and the streets are also like red brick. I like that.
You can't escape the law, though. You can't escape the law. There it is.
There's nothing they have to escape from, right, you guys?
Right.
We're all law-abiding citizens.
Just not.
I don't know, they look a little suspicious. They look like they can't confirm or deny.
That's fine, too.
That's
fine, be careful of the sheriff. She has no mercy.
I'm watching. Wow, this is very beautiful.
I think I have one more picture.
Cool.
Ta-da! So another nice outside view.
That was a nice sunset.
Somewhere, yeah.
I believe this is actually the bridge that you were commenting on earlier.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, no, I'm being told it's a different bridge.
Yes, because I don't recognize this bridge.
Look, bridge.
Very different bridge. Very different.
I don't know.
Well, it's really beautiful. I mean, all these pictures make it feel like it's a well-kept, clean city. Let me be innocent. Well, thank you for the tour.
Thank you.
Let's work together to keep it beautiful then. How about that?
So happy to be here. Are you back with you again a bit?
Yes, thank you. I'll keep this picture in the background then.
Oh, you're back menacing.
Alright. I'm counting.
Yeah.
Did you like the tour for Fort Worth?
Sure did.
nostalgic, even though I've only been to Fort Worth once, but I mean, I don't know, just the old Texas feeling is flooding back to me. I haven't been there in a long time. I ought to return back to the homeland. I miss it.
Austria is so small. My country, Austria, it can fit, like, what was it, 5, 6 times, 10 times into Texas.
Yep, that's about right. But Texas is weirdly huge. Like, it's the biggest, aside from Alaska, biggest state in the United States. And you can fit a bunch of Japan in there, too.
Oh, damn, you guys have so much space.
Yeah, everything's bigger in Texas, am I right, love? You guys get it.
After this beautiful tour for this beautiful region, maybe we'll do some Q&A for now. Would you like that, guys? You have questions because we want to hear them.
Yeah, we'll answer some cues for you guys.
Cutie patooties.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, then whoever has a question shall raise bless you. Professionally cherry picked from the audience.
Yeah.
And then speak to the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And only good questions, or you're in trouble. I'll arrest you.
You'll go to the usual room.
Yes.
Be careful.
Yes. Watch yourselves. But yeah, we're looking forward to answering your questions.
Yes.
They can be for either one of us or for both of us.
What are we saying? Especially the two of us. Or was the word?
I think the staff is on.
There's someone already. Hi!
Yeah! Let's go!
Yes.
Alright. Wanted to say I loved your Mario RPG, Kiara. I watched it from the beginning. And a big Nintendo fan, but I also had a question. I've been watching you guys for the past several years, and your dynamic has definitely changed over the years. Like, it's still really great, but how do you guys feel? It's different from the years ago when y'all first started versus now, because y'all are still a big, like, powerhouse, like, team in HoloLiveEN.
I think it changed a lot. Like, if you're talking about the Takamori dynamic, I suppose.
Yeah, just like, I mean, there was like that, like, tension in between, but now it's like you guys are like almost inseparable now.
Yeah, we've been for some things. I get that. It's not that serious, but yeah. I think we're now like really just like vibing with each other, like right? Because we've been through this and we realized like how similar we are to each other, and you know how the things we experience are after all the same. We're very similar things, and you know, working hard together made us appreciate each other more as well. I think. What do you think?
I don't know, I feel like it's as simple as we also just didn't really know each other super well. Mm-hmm. You know? That's just the straightforward answer, is that like we just kinda didn't know each other, and so it was kinda like, I mean, because you've come back so many times, right? And like I keep forgetting about you over and over again. So it kinda felt like, I don't know, I just didn't really, I don't know. It was weird. But you know, once we got to know each other more and more in this iteration, I guess, everything is chill. And also I learned a lot about being a professional as well. That also changed how I interact with everybody. So,
I will say though, and this is, I don't know if there's like a lot of new fans or mostly old fans in here, but you may know, guys, that when I joined HoloLive, I was in Japan. Now I'm in Austria, but in the beginning of my time in HoloLive, I was in Japan. And only me and Callie were there at the time. The other girls were sprinkled across the globe. So we were actually able to like meet in person even before our debut. And so I do think that like I kind of clinged on to you.
Yeah,
because I was just happy to have someone to like actually like interact with on a personal level too, and like hang out and have dinner and all that stuff together. So having that connection for me was super special, which is why I personally, you know, to me Takamori was just like my mental support also, you know. This was my stone that I was holding on to.
Yeah.
Yeah, my rock, you're where my people are, my rock. So sorry if I was like really clingy back in the day, but it came from that, you know, having you there as the only one. And I'm not saying that, you know, if it could have been any other person, that's also not the point, you know. I feel like
it was super meant offended.
No.
I get it.
I think it was meant to be, and I'm glad that we came all this way so far from our journey, and now we can connect on a really, really personal level more than ever.
Yeah, basically. That's the answer.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. See you on the chat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hopefully
not.
Thanks. Whoa. Oh, cute. Hi!
Whoa!
Cute cosplay.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
My question was, is there like a song that you guys have wanted to cover or sing and just haven't yet?
I definitely have one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you, Kelly, but ever since the beginning, I wanted us to cover Vocaloid Magnet.
Yes! Oh man,
you know.
Of course I do.
Everybody knows it, it's a classic. And I always wanted to do it, but we never got the perms for it. That's the sad news. It's never gonna happen.
Those darn perms. Oh well.
Sad. What about you?
We'll just have to make our own version of
Magnet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have one that you want to cover?
I don't know, to be honest, because I always feel like whenever I'm thinking of making stuff with people, it's just original songs.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I haven't really thought of like, oh, what cover would be cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always really flexible and down to make anything with anyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I always say yes to covers. I say yes to almost every single one that I get, because they're just fun. Fun to do with people and dynamics, I don't know. Come up with a cool dynamic together, and I don't know, it's exciting. So I'm down to cover anything.
Well. Magnet will be forever lost, but who knows what else is in the future, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for the question!
Cute! Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Who has a good question for us?
Come here, come hither.
Hello!
Hi! Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Wow, this is nerve-wracking because I've been a KFB since the pandemic.
Oh my god!
So my question is, because out of like myth, you guys are the most active, I would say, or the ones I see the most. That's the power.
We do a lot of things.
Is there like any change in like scheduling or like work ethic or work, I guess, environment now that you guys have a Hololive EN? Sorry, a third generation with like Advent.
I think they brought like a really fresh wind into Hololive, and I appreciate it really. They really motivated, and it's really nice to see because I feel like some of that motivation rubs off of us, doesn't it?
I think so, for sure. Yeah, and I feel like, I don't know, it's really cool they're so friendly because, you know, I open up the Open VC thing a lot and like they just come in and I never expect anyone to come in. I'm like,
when I plan a new collab, I'm like, who wants to participate? Appen is like the first one to sign up.
Everyone raises their hands immediately. They all want to collab and join. Yeah. It's really cool. I miss that, you know? It makes me really happy. They're so passionate and fun to work with too. And you know what? They make me want to work hard also.
True.
Because there's still so much fun that we had.
Yeah. I think for me personally, like, after like almost 3.5 years in this job, there's like, because I don't think I ever took like a proper break. Even in my vacations, I was streaming. I do feel like there's like always this like slight shadow of a burnout like creeping up to me. And that's like you know, terrifying because I want to keep up. Like, I feel the pressure of like having to continue to stream every day. Thankfully, as a phoenix, I'm very strong against this kind of pressure and stress, and I revive myself like every second day. So don't worry about me. I'll keep on coming back, and I'll keep on fighting and working hard. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's fun. Yeah.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Wow.
My name is Pong. Nice to meet you guys.
Pong.
안녕하세요. So, my question is, you guys are probably the ones who never take breaks, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you guys say, oh yeah, I'm going on a vacation, but you actually do work at the vacation.
Yes.
So, my question is, when you guys feel like you're being burnt out, what do you guys do to kind of fight against the burnout?
On that point, I want to say, Kelly, 2 days off is not a vacation.
Yes. Yeah, I can't leave them to starve.
I can't.
But then the deadbeats are like, oh, more mouth to full, stop the bonds, sorry.
But maybe the way you do it is like a pretty good way to do it, because you take like no long vacation, but you take like smaller, nice spa day trips every
night. That's all I need, really. I don't know, you gotta understand, streaming is like fun for me, you know? It's like, some games end up being a break for me, like freaking Stardew Valley these days. It's just a break game! You know? But I mean, I guess in terms of burnout though, I still have it too, where I feel like I could be more creative instead of just playing games, karaoke, ASMR, like cycling through those things, right? So recently I kind of stopped doing solo streams and then did collabs for a little bit, but that only lasted about like 2 weeks or so, and I still found a way to do collabs like almost every like 3 days or so. So I don't know. I just need to recharge sometimes by like, you know, collabing with my friends because they recharge my batteries, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you?
Nice to hear.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, this is such a like Kiara thing to say, but my cats, really help me with like not going crazy. And also like, I probably shouldn't do this as much, but like I vent a lot on stream. Carefree is my outlet, and also the thing that drives me. So carefree is my everything. So carefree keeps me from burning out and keeping on dreaming. Thank you, baby. And never giving up. You know, like even when the world seems extremely unfair to me, I can, you know, I just think back that there is carefree who loves me no matter what. Thank you. So. You guys, wow, what a tacky answer, oh my god.
It's not tacky, it's not tacky. It's great that you have so much love for your fan base, you know?
Yeah.
That's great.
Especially
it's a good thing.
Grief, man. Kelly, good luck with the meet and greet, it's tough.
Oh, I'm excited. That means let's hang out, yeah! I'm excited to see your faces.
Yeah. See them
down to the. That's true. Yeah, and I see faces of deadbeats that I might not see in the meet and greet, but I'm so happy you guys are here. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Oh, nice hat over there.
Nice.
Kelly, Kiara, welcome to the homeland.
Howdy.
Okay.
Great to be back.
Okay, Kelly knows about this already, but okay, so the Texas State Fair has the ability to fry almost everything. So, my question, if you could eat any fried food from the fair, what would it be?
Fried beer! In a pretzel! Bite into the pretzel and the beer comes out. Because like, they have to put the beer in something. Because they want to do fried beer, but it's liquid, right? So they're like, okay, gotta put it in a pretzel.
What? That's crazy. Actually, okay, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I probably, I'll be looking for a fried corn cob.
I bet they have that. I think they might.
Probably do.
That's
what's your recommendation, sir?
fried ice cream.
Yes. Not ready to have that be the only thing you eat that day.
Thank you.
I think it's about 3,000 calories.
No, I had that before. I love that. That's a good dessert.
That fried Oreos, fried cookie dough is also really good. I heard someone in the crowd say that. That's really good. Yeah, they have everything.
Oh, Mom! Hi. Who are we though?
My name is Annette.
Are you sure? I think it's Mume. She's confused, but she's got the spirit.
Cute.
My question is, Mori and Tiana, when you got date, in the world?
Date?
Yeah.
If you go on a date in the world?
Yeah.
She wanted to know if you could go anywhere and spend a day there, where would
you
go?
Oh! Yeah. A date together somewhere in the world, where would we go?
Well, I mean, realistically speaking, we have a plan. We have plans, really.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, they want us to go to Texas, maybe. Is that what they're
saying? Texas! Yeah! 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 I'm gonna show you around.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, I barely have seen much of America still. Mm. So I wish I could go more, but America is so far and it's expensive.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah. You know, it's also far and expensive, but I'd love to show you around. I really loved what I saw of Singapore. It was so beautiful. God, they have this boat hotel and like their pool like goes off the side.
Crazy.
It's really crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. I do wanna go to Singapore because of the anime convention they have there. I wanna go to that one. But my manager told me it's like really humid and like unbearably hot there, so I should not go. I don't know.
Get ready for Bali.
No, yeah. Well, thank you for the question. Me and Kelly will probably go on more trips together from now on, too. Thank you, Mume!
Thank you!
Hi. Oh, are we put on time still?
On time, I wonder.
Ah, okay. We can do, like, maybe one or two more questions.
Yeah.
Well, last one. Sorry, guys.
Last one.
If you want to ask us more questions, go to our stream and write a comment.
My question is, what kind of underrated things do you two know?
Ooh, underrated things? You mean like interests? Like underrated things that we like?
Interests, games, like, things, yeah,
just
anything.
Oh, okay. Anything you like recently that's underrated, Pierre?
I mean, not just recently, I always liked them. I would say underrated is the Tales of game series that I am
deserves more support is Takanashi Kiara from Whole Life.
Yeah.
Tell your grandpa. Tell your grandpa.
I know you want to ask questions, but this was the last one as far as I know.
I'm sorry!
Come to the stream, please come to
you
the stream.
You can sign language it to me.
I don't read sign language, actually, I'm sorry.
Oh, action. Huh? Action, she'll try to understand it.
Yeah. Sorry, but as I said, just come to our stream, look. We pick up the comments a lot.
It doesn't just need to be super chat, you can just chat in the comment section, especially if it's a slower stream, like the chat's moving slow, you can usually find out which ones they are.
Yeah. Or okay. Ask me on Twitter, because I'm on there 24/7.
Kiara can do that, I can't, I'm sorry. Twitter's a little, I can't, but
really?
On the stream, yeah.
I even check out my followers' Twitter.
Every time. Oh my god. I get afraid. I don't want to make them high and run into the bushes and hide away.
No.
That means some of them are shy creatures. But anyway, yeah, ask us anytime, you guys, and yes. We might see your question and answer.
Now, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Kelly!
I'll be hyping you up. I'm your hot girl.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I guess do I just start? I mean, I guess maybe we just sing like this, right? Like it's a real live concert, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. True enough. Everybody.
I'll be quiet.
Get ready. Get ready. about that. I was just real excited.
It's okay, it's okay. You're so big.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the applause, though, everybody.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I
did my best.
But now you must direct your attention to the one, the only, Takunashi Giwawa. Somebody. The sheriff will watch the background.
Which one should I sing first?
Somebody.
Okay. Oh god. I will.
All right, everybody, can I get a king, get a king in the audience?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Nice.
Starting.
Thank you.
It's all right. Sheriff's sick.
I love you!
Yeah, we love you!
I love you.
Today's such an emotional day. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys love Kiara, right? You love Kiara, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
probably, but I was like putting like subtitles on the screen, like cheering for you and stuff.
Thank you, Kimala. Wow, the puppet master of OBS. Thank you so much.
I control everything.
Wow, Kiara's in control. I don't know if she's terrified or not, but that's
all I'm not much in control when I sing my own songs, though, unfortunately.
Oh, that's okay. You don't always need to be in control. You let the emotions take over.
Okay.
Speaking of which, you want to finish this?
Yeah, I'll let you guys take control, more or less, of the cheering and all that.
Yeah.
And one more song. So, mic switch. The golden microphone.
Oh, boy. What do you guys think it is? Here's some guesses. Guesses out there?
Well, there might be some correct clues. I was thinking, you know, by the way, all these songs are our original songs, in case you're
sure.
People who don't know. And this is also from my newest album, Point of View. So, I'm switching my audio fingers again.
Make us feel things, Kiara. We're waiting.
Music?
Thank you.
the pain and the suffering, but in a good way, in a way that makes them feel good, you know?
You like to suffer.
Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy us singing?
Thanks so much, you guys. I'm so glad you guys had fun.
Yeah. Really? What do we do if they like to hear us sing so much?
I don't know, Kiara. That's a good question. I feel like if we, I don't know. Wouldn't it be kind of cool if
people? Yes. No, they think we're going for something else.
Oh, no. Let me steer you back in the right direction.
Yes.
If you guys like to hear us sing together a lot, I mean, if they like to hear us sing together a lot, Kiara, maybe we should just sing together officially in like a song.
This year, and I think it was the perfect one to end this year with. Yeah, thanks for being a nice person.